This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
I have sinned. Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." In other words, for all have gone wrong or done wrong and fall short of the divine standards. Paul emphasizes that Jews and non-Jews all have sinned. Hence, it is required that each of us acknowledge our sins and confess that I have sinned. I have done wrong. In the period of Lent, God wants us to confess our sins, repent, and return to God. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, said, "I have sinned." Matthew 27:3, "Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying the innocent blood.'" Yes, Judas Iscariot sinned by betraying innocent blood. He betrayed Jesus into the hands of the Jewish authorities for just 30 pieces of silver. The sin of Judas was therefore rooted in his love for money. Gospel stories inform us that Judas was the money keeper. He was upset when Mary poured the expensive perfume on Jesus' feet. John 12:4-6, "But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, 'Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages.' He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it." Judas was not only keeper of the money, but lover of the money. He misused the money for himself. Money is needed for life, but the love of money is described as evil. People who love money fall into many temptations. They commit sins, do wrong being tempted. Jesus declared plainly, "One cannot serve God and money." A person cannot love God and money. Judas, who loved money more than Jesus, eventually ended up betraying Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. Yes, Judas had remorse, but could not stop the crucifixion of Jesus. He regretted, but it was too late. His love for money destroyed his life. Paul the Apostle wrote in 1 Timothy 6:10, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Is our life based on the love of money or love of God? Do we serve money or God? Are we in an attitude of grabbing money or giving to the needy? Has the love of money led us to sin? In this period of Lent, let us introspect, confess, repent, and return. May God help us to have divine love and serve people.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.